So today we celebrate the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so it encapsulates for us celebrates for us today our tradition's teaching and belief that once the bread and wine are consecrated at the altar, that God becomes a part of them in a special way. He's present body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. And that's why at the end of Mass, if there's any communion that's left that we don't receive, it's kept in the tabernacle, which is in a prominent and safe place in our churches. It's not other traditions who don't have this understanding, this belief, will put it back in the Tupperware container and put it in the cupboard and wait for next week. So what happens is we have a very different understanding sacramentally of the presence of God in this sacrament. Well, I've been thinking a lot about this concept of presence because, you know, there are other churches, lots of other Christian churches have communion. They have bread and wine that's done. But Catholic churches have a very unique understanding of that, about what that presence is. And I think that there's a real connection between not only that, but Father's Day, and also what little pork chop's going to get baptized into here in just a few moments. You see, when he is baptized today, we put water over him, he's not going to be any cleaner than when he came into the church today. And hopefully this will only be the first of many times that he'll get scrubbed up in his life. So what's the difference? After his baptism, God will be present in him in a very special way. It's God's presence that's different about this washing, not just the way he got scrubbed up this morning to have him come to church. Okay, so this is a different understanding of that presence, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, he is now part of the body of Christ in a way that he's not right now. I also connect that then with our understanding of the civil holiday today of Father's Day. You know, we live in the Western society. People, particularly guys, tend to define themselves by what they do. And so we say, well, what do you do? Well, I have X number of acres, so I do this, or I have a job doing this, or I do this. And while it's what you do, it's not who you are. And guys tend to define themselves, women are catching up close to that. They define themselves by what they do. You're not what you do. What you do is the work, is the job. And frankly, you can be replaced. All of us can, okay? So if you die, somebody else buys the farm, and they'll do the planting, they'll do the harvesting. But at home, your dad is irreplaceable. That presence, anybody else can do the work. They may not do it the way you want it done, they may not do it according to your capabilities, but anybody else can do the work. But what a dad is a particular kind of presence, a presence. And we also know enough to know that that doesn't depend on bloodline or name either. Sometimes somebody really is more of a father figure in somebody's life than maybe their own biological father was. So I see these presences that we celebrate today as having a connection. And I also see them as in danger in our culture nowadays because we are getting less and less present to each other. So if we start with the Eucharist, Jesus is actually present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the consecrated species. Less and less Catholics believe that now. Oh, everybody has communion, and so it's the same. It's not the same. But we are losing presence in other areas too. Somebody is really in a bad way, oh, I'll send him a text. Instead of getting in the car, taking the time, and going, really being present to them. There's a big difference. If you've ever been on the receiving end of that, you know what it's like to have somebody take time out of their day and they come all the way wherever you're at and they are present to you. Okay? Or sometimes if you go to a church and the people don't talk to you, they're kind of there, kind of a bunch of individuals in a big room, and there's something missing. Well, what you're lacking is the presence. People aren't being present to each other. That's a human dynamic, but it is a dynamic that's very divine. Very divine. And so we need to be thinking about, in fact, I challenge you in these next few days to be thinking about that idea about presence. First of all, in the Eucharist, if you really believe that Jesus is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, nothing will stop you from church. If you don't believe it, then a lot of other things can come up and be important. Okay? So, frankly, I probably wouldn't go to church much if I didn't believe in the Eucharist. I can pray a lot of ways. I can pray out in a cornfield. I can pray going for a drive. But because I believe that Jesus is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, I wouldn't miss Mass, I wouldn't miss celebrating Mass for anything. In the same way that family gatherings for us are exceedingly important, it's being present to each other. So I can call my mom, who is in dementia right now, and I can talk to her kind of on the phone, but it is nothing like being there. In the same way that Dad can do a lot of the work, Dad can be out doing a lot of other things, but what's most important, what's most significant, is him with the kids. And so when I see dads with their kids, who the kids just really worship them, I tell you, it really does something to me as a single male to see what that relationship is like. And by and large, apples don't fall too far from the tree. If I look out in a pew and Dad's participating, so do the kids. If I look out in a pew and Dad doesn't sing, neither do the kids. There's a witness value there that's exceedingly important. And so when we think about that presence, the same thing is true with what we're going to baptize this little fella in a moment or two, okay? And so it's not just a car wash that we bring him to church and get him hosed off so he glows in the dark tonight after his baptism, okay? He now receives the presence of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in a special way, and it's his parents' and his godparents' responsibility to keep that presence safe. And we keep that presence safe by continuing to grow in the faith, by giving him an opportunity to continue to grow in that faith. So, we're excited about what we're just about to do, huh?